The Bible says that I am to love God with all my mind, all my heart, and all my strength. My intellect, emotions, and will are to be totally committed to loving Him. There is no room for ambivalence in my relationship with God, and the same is true for my dreams. Ambivalence is the mortal enemy of my dreams. Unless I am committed to them with all my mind, heart, and strength, I will not be willing to do whatever it takes to make them happen. The only way to make my dreams come true is to live congruently with my intellect, emotions, and will all heading in the same direction. When all three work together, ambivalence is not a problem. When they head in different directions, ambivalence takes control. People who live their dreams belong to the Zero Ambivalence Club. The only requirement for membership is to live an ambivalence-free life. As soon as I pick out a shiny new dream and go for it with all my mind, heart, and strength, I instantly become a member of this exclusive club. Have you ever seen an ambivalent eagle? I'm sure you know the type of eagle I'm referring to. The ambivalent eagle has a hard time making up his mind about everything. His mind is full of questions without any answers. Should I perch on this branch, or would that one over there be better? Maybe I shouldn't sit on a branch at all. Perhaps I should be flying. But I'm not sure I want to fly right now. Maybe I should start building a new nest, since my present one is so old. But if I work on my nest, then I won't have enough time to preen my feathers to attract eagles of the opposite sex. But if I attract female eagles, it won't be long before I have to provide for baby eagles, which would take even more of my limited time. I wonder what I should have for lunch today. A tasty trout might be good, but maybe a fat river rat would be even better, or perhaps a wild rabbit would hit the spot. Should I fly south for the winter? Maybe I should stick around here so I don't have to do so much flying. It's really quite a hassle to have to adapt to a whole new habitat south of the border. I know what I'll do. I'll just sit on this branch and do nothing. Eagles are lucky because they don't have problems with ambivalence. When it's time to perch, they perch. When it's time to fly, they fly. When it's time to eat, they eat. And when it's time to build a nest, they build one. Can you imagine what the wilderness would be like if there were thousands of neurotic eagles sitting around in the forest, overwhelmed by inertia and doing nothing? If that happened, they would become just like us when we sit around doing nothing except complaining about our lives and being overwhelmed by ambivalence. I have decided to fly like an eagle and to say goodbye to ambivalence in my life. Ambivalence is a dream slayer. Ambivalence tears us apart because who we are is heading in three different directions. Our head wants one thing, our heart wants another, and our will is either unwilling or only too willing and tramples our head and heart as it stampedes off on its own. We feel like we are coming apart. We don't feel like a whole person because we aren't a whole person. We can't be whole until all parts of us head in the same direction. Each time we face important decisions, we must ask ourselves three questions. First, do I want this with my head? Second, do I want it with my heart? And third, am I willing to do whatever it takes? If we answer no to any of those questions, we may as well stop where we are and resolve our ambivalence before we try to move ahead. We will never achieve excellence and make our dreams come true while ambivalence rules our lives. The only way to make our dreams come true is to get our heart, our head, and our will all heading in the same direction.